I am Rich Hurl with your Capital City update on 1320WILS.com. Authorities are investigating a morning fire in Lansing's Old Town District that has destroyed a home at Beaver and Center Streets after a car backed into a gas meter. Those who were inside the home got out safely. No injuries reported. Meanwhile, fire officials in Williamston are turning over their investigation into Thursday morning's house fire near Bismarck and McCauley to insurance agents after determining that arson would not be considered a factor. Captain Scott Cochran spoke with WILS.
That fire infringed over to the neighboring house and burnt off a gas line, and that's what started that house on fire.
4 days after the Lansing Marketplace redevelopment project stalled in the wake of a dispute over PLAs, developer Pat Gillespie tells WILS's Tony Conley today that he has not had any phone calls returned from the unions or the council members who voted no on the project's brownfield plan this week. Gillespie says he's been trying to work something out.
I haven't had anybody call me from the union say, let's sit down and talk about this. So I read in the paper, negotiations are going on or this and that are happening. Tony, I haven't heard from anyone.
The Michigan-based Child Abduction Prevention Program is applauding a 12-year-old girl from East Lansing who prevented a man from abducting her on her way to school this week as police continue their search for the suspect. Coordinator Joni Moore spoke with WILS's Jack Ebling.
I think you got real lucky. She did a real good thing. She did exactly what she should have done. She ran and took off. Very good for her.
GM setting aside 5% of its stock that'll be up for sale for employees and dealers in next month's stock sale. The stock could be priced between $20 and $25 a share. If you're an outdoor enthusiast, Michigan State Police are asking you to keep an eye out for signs of marijuana growing operations on public land. Lieutenant Dave Paltoa.
We're trying to find the people who are growing it, not just the low-level workers. We'll follow the chain and try to find out who actually is sponsoring the grow, who's providing the money, who has a distribution network.
The so-called underwear bomber, accused of trying to ignite explosives on a flight to Detroit from Amsterdam last Christmas, has told a judge he does not want help from a legally appointed standby counsel and that he wants to represent himself. Jennifer Kuiper from Fox News.
During a court hearing Thursday, the judge denies the request, telling the suspect he has no legal training and doesn't know the rules of evidence. So in order to get his questions answered, the attorney assigned to provide them needs to see the documents. He's due in court on January 12th.
You can expect lots of traffic in East Lansing tonight with the MSU homecoming parade getting underway at 6. It's part of an active weekend with funding not a major issue. Vice President of Alumni Relations Scott Westerman tells WILS the money comes out of the membership revenue.
We've still worked at value engineering the experience and have been able to cut back the cost of homecoming by over 40% year over year without significantly affecting the experience.
That's your Lansing News update. Tune in to 1320 WILS for more compelling talk radio, Fox News every half hour, and local Lansing programming with Tony Conley and Jack Ebling weekday mornings and afternoons. I'm Rich Hurl on 1320WILS.com.